is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay. Everyone all set? Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and Lynette Pate is joining us. Welcome, Lynette.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Lynette, this is going to be difficult, I know. I talked to you yesterday. And the day before I learned this very sad news, class, Lynette Pate is a USAPrepares.com instructor. She's been to our meetups. She's been to our expos. She's invited me to speak at her events in Missouri. And so we have a close-knit USAPrepares.com family. And I learned the very sad news that her father was murdered on the 20th of this month. And Lynette, it's a story that is chilling. It's a story that you wanted to share. And so please tell us what you'd like to share with us.
Thanks, Ben. Like I said, if I don't get this message out, then it will never stop. It will never stop. My dad was a true constitutionalist, freedom fighter, everything that you and me stand for, Vince, only above and beyond. My dad was one of those types that I shared with you. He actually, in 1985, he walked into a court that was already proceeding and demanded a judge to be arrested, and he made a citizen's arrest because my dad didn't care what he did. He didn't care who laughed at him. He just did it because it was right. He successfully had it done, but then it went sour after that, of course. So that's the type of dad my dad was. And because of our, I blame the system, Vincent. I blame the system, our corrupt government, our corrupt justice system, for my dad's fate. Had Sorry. Had he not been in a place where he could meet this thug? My dad never did anything that was, to you and I, Vincent, considered a crime. My dad stood above and beyond the law. Or, as you know, our law condones certain things as being a crime. My dad committed no crimes ever. Only so-called crimes he committed was stupid stuff, such as, okay, you know what? I'm going to be a sovereign citizen. Okay, I don't believe in a driver's license. I'm going to do this, this, and this. However, with that being said, in his older ages, he was not very old. He was 66. But in his later days, over the past year and a half, he started getting a little bit more scared because the cops became more ferocious. So he said, you know what? I can't fight it like I used to. I'm just going to do what I need to do, get my license, do my insurance, do everything. And he did that successfully for the last couple of years. But everybody in Arkansas knew my dad. All the cops have known my dad. They know what he has. They know what he's capable of. So any chance that they can put my dad in jail, they would put my dad in jail. Even though he was older and it was clearly to see once they pulled him over that his brain wasn't ticking as fast and he did truly forget to pay his insurance. He was driving without insurance in Jonesboro and he was arrested for 3 days. He sat in jail. 3 days for non-payment of insurance, really? He could clearly look on the records and see that he was paid up, or, you know, he only let it lapse a little over 30 days. I don't know exactly. I've got to get all the records. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter. Honestly, was there a victim involved? Honestly, did he deserve jail time? No, but that's what our corrupt system does. And to boot, he's not only in jail for nonpayment, but he's in jail with convicted felons. The same people who rape, who abuse, who are pedophiles, who commit violent crime. My dad was in that same place. The known thug, he met one of them in jail. The other one was already out of jail, but he was a friend of this other one. And so my dad doesn't meet a stranger, and he makes no enemies. The only enemies my dad had were the cops. My dad had tons of friends. Everybody loved him. He befriended this thug because, again, my dad's keen of knowing people weren't just as keen as they used to be. In fact, they slacked a lot in the last 6 months, and I tried to tell him to be careful. But nonetheless, he actually offered this wonderful thug a place to live when he got out. My dad felt sorry for him. He didn't know what he was in jail for. My dad wasn't expecting to be sitting in the same cells and having the same lunch with the same with felons. And my dad is in there just for traffic violations. And that's what this guy was. So my dad befriended him. And my dad was out of jail first, and then the other guy got out. And the other guy wanted to take my dad up on his offer to come live with him. So my dad, being my dad, got somebody to give him a ride because he still didn't have insurance yet. He had to wait till the next week. So he had someone, his cousin, as a matter of fact, to go pick this kid up 50 miles away from his own apartment and go pick this kid up to give him a place to live. And there is where he met the second person, and it just went sour from there, and they manipulated and tortured my dad. So I blame our justice system.
Lynette, you said they tortured your dad, these two 20-year-old types?
I can't prove that right now, but knowing my dad and the way the crime scene was, of course, I wasn't about to look at my dad's pictures, but I did go to the crime scenes, and based on the two felons and knowing my dad trying to, my dad's a very good talker, to try to persuade somebody from doing something bad. They already openly admitted that they beat him up. And, I mean, what more torture can you get? That he was 66. These kids were 20 and 21. And then pushed them to the ground. Shot him with his own gun. His gun was not where it should have been. I don't know that. I wasn't there, but no. It wasn't because my dad was in too much of a trusting mode at that point. Execution style. And then drug him across the road. And dumped him.
Lynette. I'm speechless, and I have a feeling that Dr. Richard Allen Miller, who's on with us, is also. The loss is beyond belief that your dad would help a person that he met in jail to give him a hand up, to let him move in, give him a place to live. And from what I read of the reports, Lynette, it looked like these two thugs, these two criminals, wanted to steal from your father, steal his properties. Is that right?
That's what we are told. Of course, thugs will change their story 100 times, but so far, that's what they've said, that they wanted to steal his belongings. But also the story twist, because my dad was still keen, he still didn't show them or tell them where he had anything or hid anything. So that, both of the guys' story, they are pretty solid because they both say that my dad dropped them off at a place because he didn't want to see where, he didn't want them to see where he went to pick up his weapons, because one of the guys allegedly was going to buy a couple of my dad's guns. That's the story. But knowing my dad and what they say is that my dad dropped them off. They had no idea of what he had, how many, what, you know, what, why, or where. But according to them,
it's a crime to sell a weapon to a felon. So yeah. Your dad would have known that these guys were felons. They were in jail.
Right. And my dad, see, and that's what baffles me, because my dad's weapons are not hot. They are not. They are very legitimate. Every cop in Arkansas, but most of them in the Northeast Arkansas knew exactly everything that he had. So that for the story twist, it's like he wouldn't, because he was very careful. Now, it is true that my dad was wanting to sell a few guns, but I told him not to, you know, sell them to me, I'll come get them, blah, blah, blah. But also my dad is very smart on who to sell them to. He didn't just sell them off the street. That was the bizarre thing. He knew some trusted people. There was a certain shop that bought guns, legitimately all legal. And then he had sold a couple to, you know, people, and he wouldn't even let me know, because he just doesn't openly say. He's very particular. He's very, very picky about where his guns are to go. So I just don't believe that he was going to sell these kids. I just don't believe that. I just don't. No matter if my dad had poor judgment on befriending and having him to live with them, that I can believe, because my dad would pick anyone up off the street and help them out. That's
I have a
the
question. Yeah, I have a question. Do they have death penalty in the district or region where your father was murdered?
Yes, they do.
And have these kids been charged with murder?
One of them has. Now, I have not talked to the police in 2 days because they haven't returned.
Say what, guys? Hold that thought. Lynette, hold that thought. Rick, hold that thought. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. Rick, bring a question up on the other side.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lynette Pace with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Class, murder in the first degree means that the murder was planned. Murder in the second degree means that there was a homicide which took place at the same time as another felony. And murder in the third degree refers to a death that happened when the innovative intent was simply to harm the victim. And then manslaughter is the crime of killing a person without hatred. And a situation that amounted to a murder happening without it being planned. So,
I'm going in a different direction here. The reason I'm asking this is that this question of death penalty is that I would recommend, like a medical doctor, getting a second opinion. I would hire a detective, a good one, and get to the bottom of the possibility of collusion, conspiracy, and or something else going on.
Okay. Well, can that happen?
My dad already said the motive and the thing was this. You have no idea that maybe this was a planned event for a lesser sentence on one of the two might have been charged with. And who knows what's really going on there. And the fact that your father had interface with the local police in such a manner that he would go to jail for insurance lapse, that's not a jail sentence. And here, they just give you a ticket. And usually you can, if you were to renew it before you go to court, usually the judge just dismisses it. Now, the whole thing doesn't smell right. And the reason I'm mentioning this is your father isn't going to just arbitrarily sell pistols to some young kids that may or not have money. And all of it doesn't feel right. And so my recommendation is that you get a detective and let him sort it out so you have at least a second opinion when you go to court. Who knows what's really going on here?
Exactly. Well, after September 19th, which is their first initial arraignment that I will be there, yes, my husband and I have already decided we're hiring private investigators. Anyway, we've let all the authorities know.
Yeah, okay, well, that's the second thing. My father said if you're going to do something, you never threaten. You never threaten. You never give them warning. If you're going to go do something, do it and then let them discover it or not. The problem there you go. Now, so I would pull back those reins and just do your own intent.
Okay.
Find out what really happened.
Gotcha. Well, Lynette, let me tell you this. I'm sorry, Vincent. Yes?
Lynette, I was on the phone with John Moore. John Moore is a USAPrepares.com instructor. He's also a private detective. He's a researcher, and he's a broadcaster.
Pretty good too. Yeah.
And he offered to chat with you and give you guidance, and he's willing to help you. So I will email you his phone number so you can call John Moore.
Yeah, what you need is a database you're going and several people involved, and I wouldn't tell anybody you're doing this. I would just do it.
I definitely
won't. Warning. If you're going to go do something, you never give a warning. And the other part my father always said, and this is very important to hear this, is that you never seek to have to fight. That if you're forced to fight and you're lucky enough to get them on the ground, you always put your boot to their face and scar them so they remember it. That's my father's lesson. And if the police are involved, who knows where it all goes down and where it might lead. Good luck to
you. Well, that's the thing, Richard. Here's what happened. 15 years ago, my brother was murdered in the same area.
Interesting. How is that? How does it relate to this in your mind?
Well, I'll tell you. Now, granted, his wife murdered him. But his wife murdered him in cold blood. I mean, there was no scuffle, nothing whatsoever. My brother was the same as my dad, yada, yada. But his wife was having an affair with a cop. So guess what happened? She didn't even serve the first couple of years. My dad and I had fought and fought because she was supposed to be 20 years without the possibility of parole. Long story short, she kept getting in and out. Then finally, 5 years later, when my dad and I found a warden in Little Rock that had just now become a warden, we gave him all the paperwork and everything, and everything was as it should be. So he arrested her again and had her sentenced to start over. Well, everybody else didn't like that, so they fought to get her in and out. She totally served a period of maybe 7 years.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for... Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Watch it. I know there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it.
Thank God you're... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking with Lynette Pate. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. A very complex situation. She's describing the murder of her father by two young men. And there's no way that this story can be told in a short time. So we're going to have to come back again when we have more details, more facts in front of us, and we can lay this out in chronological order. Lynette, you had another thought?
No, I was just, yes, it definitely is a two.
Yeah, hey, let me ask one other final question. Do you sense a relationship between the one murderer and the other?
Not as the normal public would see it, and I'll tell you why.
Gut,
because my brother killed the wife.
Gut. You're into it.
Gut. Yes, because this is what they did 15 years ago. They brought in the federal alcohol and tobacco and firearms. Okay, so they brought alcohol, firearms, and tobacco, but they brought them in on this murder that they knew who it was and they knew what gun was used, his wife, they brought them in to seize all of their guns and all of my dad's guns, too, because my brother and my dad were known to have mass amounts of weapons. So they brought them in. So that's why I had related.
What's
to
a mass amount of
my
weapons
for murder.
You? What does that mean? Like 20?
Well, I don't, like 30 or more. Well, between them both, it was more than that. I don't want to list any. And reload, I just, I don't want to list too much information because, they were good preparedness people. Unfortunately, they
must have
present
all of this information to your detective.
Yes. Well, also, 2 weeks ago, our wonderful governor, well, not my governor, but the wonderful governor in Arkansas, just 2 weeks ago, expunged my brother's murderer. If you look her up, she has no crime that ever existed.
Something else is going on here. Politically.
Well, and when they seized my dad's gun, they did a lot of things illegally already, and I don't want to say too much because I have to save that for a lawsuit.
Yeah, you don't give them,
but,
again, you don't talk about this much further. What you do is action.
Right. Ned, I think the best thing that can happen for you at this point, if you're going to proceed, is to not release any more information.
Right.
Because it may impact your case. So let's do this.
Do you have a good media contact yet?
Well, I had one in Little Rock and one in Jonesboro, but you know what? They didn't get the information out that I wanted. I didn't even want it focused on my dad. I wanted it focused on America's justice system, and of course they did not do that.
I wasn't referring to that part of it. I was referring more to, in fact, you may need some different kinds of arsenals besides legal.
Okay. No,
and that you may need a reporter to champion or help you get to the media rather than the legal systems. It may be, like our area, some serious internal corruption going on that would allow this kind of a cover-up. And if you're going to go up against something like that, you are going to need other resources.
Okay, I need to, I need to get help finding those resources then.
Okay, good. Okay, you got what I was trying to say. You bet.
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, and thank
Lynette,
you,
I'm gonna,
I know you've got to do another program. So,
Lynette, I'm going to send you the contact information for John Moore. It's on our website, page one, usapreparedness.com. John Moore's a private investigator, and he's certainly willing to talk with you. So, Lynette, I want to thank you. Our prayers are with you. It's been really, really tough. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening to the story events. And thank you, Richard, for your input. You all have
you
an awesome day. Okay.
Thanks, Lynette. Rick, that was tough.
Interesting. Typical. And I don't believe anything. And if you've got a good enough imagination, what you do is all possibilities, just like playing a game of chess.
Mm-hmm. And class, I'd like to share this with you. Lynette and I did not discuss very much of what you heard. We all heard it a lot of what she said for the very first time. And when she gets more information, we can have her back and she can tell us more. Rick, I've got some questions that came to us earlier in the broadcast. One of them is about Fukushima. And the questions that I'm getting, emails and people calling me, even instructors and meetup people are asking me, okay, if Fukushima is depositing radiation all over the planet, airborne radiation, what do we do? Do we move south of the equator? Do we build an underground? I'm not going to call it a bunker, but here in Missouri.
No, listen. But plutonium, if that gets into the atmosphere, that is a planetary killer. There is nothing going underground. The only thing you can do is leave orbit. And that's why, probably, they're rioting on Mars. Oh, yes. Mars has been colonized for some period, and there are people, Earth people, that are there. I don't know if there were indigenous that were already previously there, possibly why when we left Mars because we ruined it and we came to Earth. viewers, are rioting going on Mars right now because of what's happening on Earth. They do not want anything to do with nuclear energy. And that is like a ban on in this planetary system of things. And why we are allowing it to continue here is crazy. It's the aircraft that come into LAX from Asia right now have to be specifically removed and cleaned because of the particulate matter they collect as a magnet going through the stratosphere in Asia. The radiation, the particulate matter, is already up in the atmosphere. It is already everywhere. There are pictures from last year on when Fukushima dropped, strontium-90 particles or whatever, and it mutated various plants. Oh, yes, it's here, all right. Whether or not it's to toxic levels, I don't know. What I do know is that everybody in Japan is probably dead. The amount of thyroid cancer that we're seeing coming out of Tokyo right now, 40% of the children have thyroid cancer in less than 3 years. How does that work? Now,
Rick,
it's way worse than anybody has been told.
Rick, one of our instructors' wives is a medical doctor, a surgeon in the Springfield community, and I've mentioned this a couple times so far, that she said that there's chromosomal damage in newborns here in Springfield.
Yeah.
Damage. Springfield, Missouri.
Just go ahead and do newborns, chromosome damage, Fukushima. Watch what comes up next. You know, just do your own study. And why the media isn't talking about it at all.
Rick, do you think it's because... Rick, do you think it's because the media today really are not trained in science? They don't have a good general education?
No. The media is so large. There's all kinds of people. You and me are involved. Everybody's in the media. You're a media person. You're trying to report it. I'm talking about mainstream, the high end, where your best reporters go. Why are they not reporting it? It isn't because they're not knowledgeable. Trust me. It's something else is going on. It's, who wants to hear about doom and gloom? That's why I'm changing my website. I'm going to try to be more empowering. Okay, that's blue-green algae. Eat blue-green algae. That'll take some of it out of your diet. But, you know, really, chlorella, spirulina, Klamath blue-green, whatever. All of the algaes are good for you. They will remove some of the heavy metals. But your food choices and your water choices now need to become a higher priority. I wouldn't eat anything from the Pacific Coast.
Rick,
and I'm talking about shoreline, too.
I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Whatever.
I'm so glad you mentioned not eating anything out of the Pacific, because...
Well, that's what we're getting. We've got all the debris here in Oregon right now. They have a huge cleanup thing that they're doing. And they're not talking about energy or the radioactivity. What they are talking about is that the plastic is now habitat, this floating junk, is a habitat for special viruses and bacteria that are now mutating also because of what's in the plastics. Tires, like you talked about last week. You know, all of it needs to be rethought immediately. And even, I don't know, I probably won't be here by the year 2050, but the chatter says that's when everything is ended. That means it's going to start now, and you're going to start seeing precursors to that event horizon shortly.
Rick, do you have an idea what those precursors are? Because what I'm seeing here in Missouri is that people have shorter fuses. They're more angry. They're more hostile. Now, I don't want our class to think that, you know, everyone I meet is, you know, like looking for a fight. That's not it. But they have shorter fuses. I'm noticing that people in stores are really not paying attention to their customers. They don't really care about their customers. We're doing the minimum amount of whatever it is we do. We're doing the minimum amount to get by. I'm noticing And I mentioned this at the meetup, Rick, and I'd like your input on this. I mentioned that it seems to me that people are tired, they're worn out, they're exhausted, they don't want to start, they don't want to continue, they don't want to finish, they've lost their initiative, they've lost their innovation, they just can't get their act together.
Would you like to be a child in today's environment? You know, starting out, looking for a life and career and education and, everybody is under stress. Stress is what kills people. And it is our mismanagement of the stress, actually. In fact, I would suggest that everybody begin thinking about how to change the movie.
Rick, let's talk when we come back about some of the precursors that we should be paying attention to our demise. Dr. Richard L. Miller.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, you can go to his website, Oak Publishing, oak-publishing.com, oak-publishing.com, and his books and materials are available for purchase right there, oak-publishing.com, and also there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com. Page one, on the bottom of the page where the instructors are. Rick, we have a text, and the text says, what does Dr. Miller think about lithium orotate as a supplement for stress?
Well, I wouldn't take it. They tried to give me lithium when I was a kid, and, you know, my mother wouldn't have it. And really, what it does, lithium will alter your personality. If you're depressed, man has a responsibility for the thoughts he chooses to entertain. If they're toxic, eliminate them. Push them out of your mind. That is why you want to train your mind, not medicate it. In my opinion, training is way superior to medication. And medication is a pharmaceutical response for controlling the masses. And lithium is a metal, just like aluminum and barium. You do not want to be taking those kinds of medications, if at all possible. I know I have friends that are clinically depressed, and all they can do is have to take these medications, and they're not healthy. They will shorten your life. They will inhibit the quality of it. And if depression is part of your mentat, well, everybody has a burden to carry. Get over it. I don't mean to be callous like that. How could I, with my awareness, not be depressed? And I'm not. I have taken personal responsibility for my own internal landscape. And if I don't like something, I try to change things. Remember when I said everything happens for a reason and everything leads to something better? Continually, you know, I'm looking at my clouds here today and none of it's real. This is scary. I just wonder what's in them.
What you mean by none of it's real is it's not natural. It's man-made, correct?
That's correct, yes. Uh-huh. And I'm wondering what's in it and what's going to fall on my garden.
Rick, As I've been reflecting on this broadcast,
I wouldn't recommend lithium, is what I'm suggesting.
Right.
I've had my own personal relationship to those kinds of things, and I'm so grateful that I didn't go that way.
Rick, I want to thank you for your friendship. This morning I walked. Seriously, Rick, I walked by the room where you stay, your room here at the farmhouse, and it's kind of quiet without you here. And,
sorry about that. Thank you,
really,
for the Berkey and the check.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. I'm glad you're filtering your water. It's not good out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's with arsenic and everything. We have arsenic in our water out here, and so this Berkey will take care of that.
Yeah, yeah. Rick, the precursors. What do we look at? We've got just a really short amount of time. What do we pay attention to?
Your energy level is a good place to start. If you start noticing that you don't have energy, that is a very good place to start looking at thyroid. Get some blood work up. Take a look at what's going on inside your body, your PSAs, that kind of thing. If a lot of it is associated with diet, of course, but your body talks to you. Everybody can hear what you. I mean, you know more about what's going on than your doctor does, really.
Yeah. So, Rick, the reason I asked is, and we're out of time, but the reason I asked is, at the meetup, so many people, the majority said, hey, we're tired, we're worn out, we're shot, we've got no enthusiasm, no energy, can't start, can't maintain, can't finish, no initiative. It was, I was shocked. I thought, geez, I can't believe it. It's everywhere.
End on a positive note by saying, chocolate cures everything.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, if you'd like to contact him, oak-publishing.com. Above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next?
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.